Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. It's hour number 3. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. So Joy gets a lot of crap because she has said Tua is not Dan Marino, and I get crap because I'm me. And by the way, Tua, two things have happened in the last 2 weeks. One, the Dolphins got engaged with Deshaun Watson talks, so the organization's telling you we're looking to upgrade a quarterback. And number two, the team didn't name Tua captain today. Those are not our moves. We're just reporting them on the air. So, like Dolphin fanboy. Yap, yap, yap. All right, what's the sound a dolphin makes?
You do not expect me to do a dolphin.
Lot of dolphin sound effects. Your organization is telling us things.
I don't know when this like transition to like cocky dolphin fan happened because I've been watching. Oh, there you go.
That's what Dolphin fans doing a lot of that. Whatever that noise is.
No, I love the Dolphins. Obviously, I've watched them my entire life. I don't think that Tua is Dan Marino. I feel safe in saying that. But yeah, I mean, I also think that this way Tua's career has been handled thus far has led us to this place. And it's not everything. It's not the end of the world. He can still go out and have a great season and they can possibly make the playoffs. But it's not nothing.
It's something.
And I didn't decide it. Yeah, no, the players voted on it.
Nor did we engage Deshaun Watson in trade talks.
I did not. No. I did not do that. I did not make that phone call.
It's so funny with fans. We used to live in a time that if you gave people evidence, like you lost this election, you'd be like, all right, I lost the election. No, it's rigged. Well, there's no proof of that. We live in a time now.
It's called a post-truth society.
You can give people information, and they're so stubborn. I just don't believe it. Your team was looking to upgrade at quarterback. Your players didn't vote him captain. That's not us.
I would describe it as arrogance. I think fake news and alternative facts are two of the most dangerous phrases possibly ever spoken in the history of humanity. There is only the truth.
That's right.
Like, the truth is, I didn't call Deshaun Watson's people to try and get him to Miami, and the players voted on the captains. Do with it what you will. Those things happen, though.
By the way, The Herd brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Be a sub above.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+ age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
The NFL regular season kicks off this week, and Terry Bradshaw is giving away $1 million on the Fox Bet Super 6 app. Scan the code on the screen, download the app for free, and predict the outcome of six NFL games for your shot to win Terry's money.
Simply Safe, big news, the new wireless outdoor security camera by Simply Safe, 20% off the new system, simplysafecolin.com. So Joy and I were talking about Tua didn't get named captain. We don't think it's the end of the world. But if you look around the NFL, a lot of these young quarterbacks are getting named captain. Zach Wilson was named captain of the Jets. By the way, these stories are breaking throughout the course of the day, right? Who's being named captains?
I am actually monitoring this because I want to see how significant it is. if I'm like, not that I'm overreacting to it anyway. I don't think it's everything, but I do think it's something.
Okay, TJ Hushmanzada, played in the NFL for over a decade, joins us live. So Zach Wilson got named captain. Trevor Lawrence got named captain. Tua, in his second year, did not get named captain. And Ryan Fitzpatrick last year got named captain. It's some. It, what does that tell? Well, what does that mean? You tell me. Does captain matter?
It matters. I'm actually shocked that he wasn't named a captain. I don't know what it is. It's the players. A lot of times, I'll be honest with you, Colin. When you vote for captains, right? The coaches will pass out a sheet of paper, and you're in the meeting room. They say we're going to vote for captains. However many offense, however many defense, write the names down. I promise you, we would sit in the meeting rooms and like. How was he a captain? We didn't. Nobody voted for him. It was somebody the coaches wanted to be a captain, and they made us feel like our vote mattered.
Okay.
And so
in Cincinnati,
I hope that wasn't the case.
In Cincinnati, who was the captain when you were there?
Myself, Carson, and special teams guy. And we had two guys on defense.
Okay, grown-ups. You got you and
yes.
Okay. Baltimore, who was captain?
Ray Lewis, Ed Reed. Flacco.
Okay, leaders.
Yes.
Okay, Seattle, who was captain?
See where you're going.
Oh, who was captain?
Hasselbeck, Lofa Tatupu, I believe Walter Jones.
Yeah, okay. You're seeing a thread here, right? It's like players look at these great players, and they're like, by the way, you named a bunch of different positions. Leadership. Ray Lewis was a leader. Ed Reed was a leader. Walter Jones were leader. That's all I'm saying with Tua. Do the players not see him as, I don't know, it's just, it's something, right? It feels like something.
100% the guys on the team don't look at him as a captain, so he wasn't voted a captain. And in this day and age, it's very, very rare for your quarterback not to be a captain, especially a quarterback going into his second year.
Okay, so Joy is going to keep us updated on that. Like, I'll tell you a prime example. I'm interested to see who the 49ers captains are. Is that one down yet, Joy? That one
up.
I'm interested in. Because
I mean, but like TJ's in the league. We can think of it however we want. You know, it's just our opinion. But TJ played for a long time.
Oh, by the way.
He voted on these things.
And TJ named Flacco, Hasselbeck, and Carson Palmer. All three quarterbacks were named captain.
I do think it's
yeah. Every team I've been on, the quarterback has been a captain, straight up. Every team.
All right. By the way, I want to know Washington. Have they named it yet?
Yes.
Okay. Who are theirs?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay, Ryan Fitzpatrick's quarterback.
Yeah,
okay.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, Chase Young, Jonathan Allen, Terry McLaurin.
Okay. By the way, those are grown-ups.
There's more, but
those
yeah.
are like mature player. Some are young, some are old. Okay. We're not trying to go crazy here, but Fitzpatrick, we don't think he's an elite quarterback. We don't even think he's the future. He got named captain.
He was the captain in Miami last year.
It's something. By the way, people are saying I'm being way too critical on Aaron Rodgers, and I'm honestly, I do hope he stays in Green Bay because I think it's the best space for him. But if he leaves, it'd be fun. He joins a new team. That's fun. I mean, went Brady to Tampa's fun. But he was talking about, you know, I think he used the word status. Somebody of my status should get some say. And, I said, what is the accreditation line for a quarterback to get a say? It can't just be getting to a Super Bowl, or Jared Goff would have had a say in L.A. It can't be winning a Super Bowl, or Joe Flacco or Nick Foles would have a say in their teams. It can't be MVP, or it would be Matt Ryan and Cam Newton. Like, is there a line that you believe a quarterback hits where he should have a say in personnel? Like, what would that line be?
Number one, you have to be really good, which Aaron is, and I believe you have to have some skin in the game, so to speak. And so what he's done in Green Bay, how long he's played in Green Bay, I'll be honest, I believe he should have some say. I believe any employee that does a great job, for instance, and I'm just being honest, you do a great job on Fox. If Joy was to leave, guarantee they would say, hey, Colin, who would you like to replace Joy? Who would you want? They wouldn't just put somebody there. They would ask you because you've done very well at the job you're doing. And so they just wouldn't put somebody there without bringing it to you. And so Aaron has a point. I don't like him using the words of somebody of my stature and my status. I don't like that, but he's being honest.
Yeah, so Joy is my Devontae Adams.
There you go.
You can't cover. Can't single cover Joy. You got to roll coverage over. You can't cover Joy. So, it's interesting when I've always kind of leaned on you. You watch players before they hit the street. Justin Herbert's, Joe Burrow's. You watch all these guys. And a lot of it is, they look the part when you see them. And then Mac Jones, you know, I see him with his shirt off, and I'm like, that ain't great. And then so part of me is just, it's like, it's almost like appearance bias that I'm like, I like my guys to have little shoulders and, there's something there. What do you make of Mac Jones beating Cam, getting the job? And I mean, veteran players are all like, yeah, that guy's a starting quarterback. What do you make of his ascension?
It's surprising. That's the first thing I make of it. It was surprising. But when you watch the preseason games, and I just go back to game one, he was running no huddle. He came out and ran the no huddle, I believe, in the third quarter. And I was like, this dude's a rookie, running a no huddle, and went right down the field. Boom, 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 boom. No negative plays. And so they were seeing if he could handle the pressures of that. And they gave him certain tests, and he passed each of them with flying colors. And so when the competition was close, and I still believe they made a mistake in cutting Cam, but when you're in a competition and it's close and the guy's a rookie and you've played double-digit years in the league, you're not winning that competition. They're going to go with the young guy.
So you played in a great organization. I mean, when you were at Seattle, they were very good in Baltimore. And when you're really, really good and you're surrounded by great players, you become a target because you're the hunted. And Tampa this year goes from hunter to hunted. Go back to your career and talk a little bit about Tampa and Tom. Tom has admitted this. After the Patriots won Super Bowls the next year, it's tougher. It's hard to win back-to-backs. You are everybody's biggest fight. And go back to your Baltimore and Seattle careers about when you have success, playoff success or Super Bowl, the difficulty that it's hard to explain at a professional level if you've never played pro sports, the difficulty of dealing with what Tampa will deal with this year.
It's almost, if I can give you an analogy, is you're really hungry and you just went to a nice restaurant and got a nice meal and you had a nice dinner, five course, and you're just full. You don't want to eat. That hunger isn't there. But what happens is Tom Brady has been through this before, and this is where people won't give him the credit from. He's not going to let this team get complacent. He's not going to let them relax. He's not going to let them be full. You have to remain hungry. And it's easy to say and very hard to do, but I just don't believe with Tom being their quarterback, complacency will set in because Tom came into the league as a sixth-round pick. He will always have that chip on the shoulder that you guys never thought I was good enough. And so he wants to win, 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 to leave no doubt how much of a mistake they made when he came in. He will not let this team get complacent, but it was very, very easy to.
All right, up on game, TJ, LeVar Arrington, Plaxico Burress. Saturday is 1-3 Eastern, Fox Sports Radio. As always, buddy, good seeing you. Thanks.
I appreciate you guys. Keep up the great work, as always.
You bet. Tired of waiting around for hot water? Don't. Go Navien Tankless Water Heater. Go to tanklessmadesimple.com. Navien 15-year warranty. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
How about this for interesting? Mac what? Jones, not a starter.
Mac Jones what?
Not a captain.
Well, first of all, he was a surprise starter. So that I'm not shocked by that.
Tua is going into his second year.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence is the franchise. Zach Wilson is the franchise. We thought Cam was starting until 8 days ago.
I still think it's something.
So who are, let me guess. This is so New England. Dante Hightower.
Yes.
Matt Slater.
Yes.
It would probably be somebody in the secondary. Is there a secondary?
James White, McCourty.
Yeah, these are so, yeah,
and
McCourty.
David Andrews.
Yeah, oh, of course. I mean, it's very much, their guys are almost all old guys.
I still think it's something, though.
Belichick makes a quarterback wear 50 at practice. I just don't see them naming, it's not their brand.
It's not as surprising as the Dolphins.
Give me
also
another
because
one.
Tua is in. They haven't updated the Niners yet.
So I'm not trying to make an excuse, but New England, you can guess their captains. He takes overachievers and guys he loves. The McCourtys.
No, but it's, remember, the players vote on this.
Yeah.
See, I think it's more interesting that the players vote on it than if the coaches do it. Because sometimes with the coaches, I feel like it could be political. In some ways, like they're trying to, you know, how TJ said, like they want these guys to be the captains. They want these guys to, you know, kind of deliver messages or things like that. I think it's significant that the players choose. I do think it's something that Mac Jones doesn't either. They don't see him as like the guy yet.
So I would be surprised if Andy Dalton was named a captain. And here's my thing.
Yes, I would not be surprised. You would be surprised if he was named the captain.
Yes.
Yeah, I would too.
But here's an interesting thing. Garoppolo may have enough respect in the locker room.
Oh, I think Garoppolo will be a captain.
I think he will because the players want to send a message. We love Trey, but we got Jimmy's back on all this trade rumor stuff.
You know, I've never paid attention to this, but because we have so many of these quarterback competitions now and these like old guys starting and then you're phasing the young guy in, I do think this is why I think it's significant when you have these quarterback competitions that you wait so long to name who the guy is. Remember I was saying this last week. When does it become detrimental to your locker room that you haven't completely turned the team over to these
so
guys?
So I'll name a team and you tell me if the quarterback would be named a captain. Your gut instinct. Dallas.
Yes, of course.
Okay, of course. Dak, of course. Hold on. Cincinnati.
Yeah, of course.
Joe Burrow, absolutely. But when I say to you, New England, I would not have guessed Mac Jones. It doesn't feel their
I would have guessed. I would have guessed it because he's now been named the starter. But
it feels very like in San Antonio.
It's not shocking, but it Tua is shocking to me.
There's no question it's shocking.
And he's in his second year.
And it's not a team with a bunch of veteran stars that you would like.
I feel like Tua is the identity of the Dolphins.
Supposed to be.
Right.
So, I mean, I would say Xavier Howard, the corner, the great corner.
Yeah.
He would be a captain. I would go Tua. Jeez. I'm not sure who my third would be. Byron Jones, maybe the other. I mean, I'm trying to think of somebody. It's a young team.
I don't know. I do think it's something that the Patriots players did not name Mac Jones a captain, just because I think that shows that they haven't completely bought into him as like the players don't see him as a vocal leader yet.
Yeah, I always compare Belichick to Popovich, their culture. I could see Kawhi Leonard being the best player and not being a captain. Whereas it would be Tony Parker and old Manu Ginobili.
Yeah.
Like there are certain cultures that are really based on really like longevity. Like New England in San Antonio, like are you part of, have you built our culture? No matter how good you are.
Yeah, they're corporate.
They're and so if you don't build it in San Antonio, Popovich doesn't give a rip how good Kawhi is. You're not a captain. That's Manu and Tony. And
so
that's where I'll defend Mac. And I've been critical of Mac Jones. I would not guess he's a captain on this team. He doesn't feel like one of their core five guys. But you and I acknowledge it's going to be a special teams defense run game.
Yeah, no, it's not. They're not going to rely on him this year. But I do think because the players did not vote him a starter, they don't see him as the vocal face of the team yet. And to your point, he really isn't yet.
Okay, so let me ask you, Rams.
I would say Stafford is a
captain. Yeah, I would
say
Aaron Donald, Andrew Whitworth, Stafford, and their punter.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me.
Would I be surprised if I think it would be significant if Matthew Stafford wasn't a captain.
In the same way.
I think how I feel about the Tua situation is how I would feel about that.
Yeah. I could see Robert Woods, the receiver, mm-hmm. getting votes. But I think Whitworth and Donald, absolutely.
But if Matthew Stafford is not the captain, are you going to think it's something?
It's going to be a little off-putting. Like, that's weird.
I think it would be weird, too.
It would be weird. Mac Jones doesn't feel weird. Okay,
he
just got named captain. So Stafford is the captain. This is fun. By the way,
they have eight captains.
All right. Eight captain. Captain Crunch, everything.
That's a lot.
This is fun. I could play this game for the next 3 hours. Who's captain?
Miles Garrett is hoping to have a big season and help the Browns live up to their high expectations. Following the additions of Jadeveon Clowney and Malik Jackson on the defense, he compared the Browns this year to the Cavs, who won the title in 2016. He did admit he needs to show that he is their LeBron James. He said, "I've got my Kyrie and my love. I have to prove that I'm LeBron first before everything. I have to prove that I'm the playmaker at all levels. I feel like I have the talent to put out of a hell of a year. If I can have the year they expect me to have and that I hope to have, then it will be remembered for a long time."
He is a great player. He's a top 10 player in the league.
He definitely is.
He and TJ Watt are no longer Khalil Mack. Khalil could have a bounce back year, but the two best pass rushers to me are Miles and TJ Watt, and then Khalil Mack was 2 years ago, but was not last year.
Yeah, that's why the TJ Watt thing is incredible, but the Steelers need to figure that out. But I do think I think the Browns will win the division this year. I think they're going to be better than they were last year for multiple reasons, but I don't think it's hype train with the Browns anymore. I think they've established a culture and they're building on it now, and that's going to be a tough division. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Steelers, Browns, or Ravens won it. But I'm going to go with the Browns in that division. So last season, the Broncos were forced to start their practice squad receiver, Kendall Hilton, against the Saints. Remember that, when all four quarterbacks on their roster were ineligible due to COVID protocol violations? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, other teams had issues with COVID and their games were rescheduled, but that did not happen for the Broncos in that situation. And now we know why. According to Sam Farmer, surveillance video proved that Drew Lock, Brett Rippon, Blake Bortles and Jeff Driscoll tried to fool their system by placing their contact tracing devices in the four corners of the meeting room and then sat together to watch film. So that close contact automatically made them ineligible to play. So apparently they tried to lie about what happened, but there was surveillance footage that showed that they did this.
And who were the quarterbacks?
And that's why it wasn't, because remember, it was rescheduled. The other teams that had COVID protocol issues, it was rescheduled, and they did not, which is why they had to play Kendall Hilton, because they were trying to, like, why was it so weird? Like, all of their quarterbacks are out, and they can't reschedule the game. It's because they tried to skirt the system and got caught on the camera.
Not smart.
Not smart is even not enough kind enough phrase to describe that. I sometimes, when I put juvenile on stuff, it's like, it's juvenile to do that, but like, juvenile should apply to juvenile level of awareness and maturity. So when I say like someone's acting juvenile, they should be a juvenile. Like, you're grown men and we're dealing with a pandemic and you felt like this was appropriate and then tried to lie about it. And the NFL didn't play any games with it, and that's why they couldn't reschedule the game. So finally, speaking of Mac Jones beating out Cam Newton as the Patriots' starter this season, he revealed that his girlfriend Sophie has been helping him learn the playbook as he prepares for his first start. He said, "She does a good job. Most of the time she just walks through them in the yard. She helps me a lot. It helps me to see it, whether it's drawing it or walking through it."
That's a great girlfriend.
I think it's such a cute story. Yes, I love this. Him and his girlfriend are walking through plays in the yard.
Well, I always thought, if you were an actor, who do you practice with? Don't you practice with your partner?
I think you would practice
with your partner. I mean, you're doing lines. You'd have to do lines with, I mean, wouldn't it be just odd? Who would you practice lines with? Because you have to be vulnerable as an actor. You're crying.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it with that.
It's a vulnerable thing to, like, put yourself in that space when you're practicing.
Do actors, I mean, just think about being an actor. So you have a scene where you have to get outraged. You have kids. You're married. You say, "Honey, I'm going to go upstairs." And then you close the doors. The kids are eating dinner and you're up there. "Art thou Romeo?" And you're screaming, and what do actors practice? Is there a practice studio in Hollywood?
I don't know. I guess.
Isn't that odd?
I think that they probably do a lot of that, getting into the zone trailers and stuff.
Oh, that's right. But I thought
you did a little bit of acting.
I can't act. I don't know how. It's faking. I can't fake stuff.
I'm a terrible faker as well. I'm an emotional person, but I'm terrible at faking that.
Marlon Brando always said that you can only play two parts, yourself or a version of your father as a man. That's all you can do. You can't. And he was the greatest actor of all time. You know, many.
Right.
That you can be, you're a version of yourself or a version of your father, but you can't go past that.
Hmm.
And I always thought, that's interesting.
Would you be, if you did have to act, would you be like fully in the character the whole time and just fully immerse yourself?
I couldn't do that. I'd be embarrassed.
Or so you couldn't walk around with like your accent for 3 months?
I couldn't do that. I just not.
I don't think I could do it either. I'd have to take the time to get in the zone. I can't just live my life as. I feel like I'd be deteriorated afterwards. Like when I finally had to come back, I'd be like, "Who am I?"
I'd be too self-conscious. I don't want to be at the grocery store. I'll have some fava beans with a nice Chianti. How much is the flour? I can't do that.
It's like, Colin, what happened to you?
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back-to-back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Limited time, 15% off mattresses, 10% off sheets and pillows. Casper's Labor Day sale online, casper.com. All right, so here we go. We play the three-word game, Joy. So we'll do the NFC today, and we'll do the AFC tomorrow. We believe when you force people to describe something in three words, be succinct, you can kind of wrap up everybody in three words. Our questions, our answers, what they are, what they're not. So you want to play around here? Here we go.
Let's do it.
Tampa Bay, the Bucks. I would call this Tommy's title team. 8-game winning streak after week 13 and averaged 34 points a game after that bye. So that to me is what they are now. No preseason, no OTAs. 34 points a game, Tommy's title team. Panthers, bout darn time. Sam Darnold finally has stability. Darnold has never played, this is weird, with a single offensive Pro Bowler. He now gets Christian McCaffrey, who Fox Bet sees as the offensive player of the year, at least in the NFC. The Saints, win stun of questions. Ton of questions. Jameis Winston. Listen, he's 28-42 in his career. And without Michael Thomas early, and they lost Emmanuel Sanders and Jared Cook, I just don't know if they have any vertical passing game at all. It's going to become very Jameis Winston, Alvin Kamara dependent, so a lot of questions. Falcons. Flying under radar. Listen, Matt Ryan's had 10 straight years of 4,000 yards. Kyle Pitts is his best tight end. Calvin Ridley emerging as a superstar at wide receiver. The offensive line is above average, and he's got an offensive head coach in Arthur Smith who resurrected Ryan Tannehill's career. Could be an under-the-radar team. Washington. Washington of talent. Listen, last 7 games, they allowed 20 points or fewer in all of them. Like, that's a thing. They have 4 first-round picks on their defensive front, and there are some bad offensive lines on their schedule. This could very easily, if they stay healthy, be an 11 or 12-win team. Dallas, Dak in saddle. Listen, they averaged 33 points and 490 yards when Dak was healthy through the first 5 games, and that includes no preseason with the new coach, Mike McCarthy. So we do believe they'll be highly productive and explosive when they have the ball. Giants, judgment day here. Joe Judge. Listen, they got hot at the end of the year, won 5 of their last 8, and they have added Kenny Golladay, tight end Kyle Rudolph. They drafted Kadarius Toney, the young star receiver from Florida, and Saquon Barkley's back. So it's really on Daniel Jones now. No excuses. They've got really nice perimeter weapons. And if you watch last year, it looks like they got the right coach. Eagles. Sigh, Eagles, sigh. Second lowest projected win total in the NFC, 6.5. Now, there is a glimmer of good news. And I think this is why NFL executives in a poll like them more than I do. They do get Brandon Brooks back, one of the best guards in the NFL. And Andre Dillard was a left tackle they drafted years ago from Washington State. They're both back. They missed a ton of time last year. So the O-line, plus some of their young receiving draft picks, appear to be hits, not misses. Packers, starting to pack. Aaron Rodgers, 50-50, going to retire. It will also be his worst offensive line, a little bit of a makeshift. Corey Linsley, all-pro center, gone. David Bakhtiari, great left tackle, not available. Jamal Adams, very good number 2 running back, gone. Rick Wagner, right tackle, gone. First time in a long time Aaron's going to have a shaky O-line. Vikings, mini won't winny. Kirk Cousins, 735 in his career against teams with a winning record. Enough said. Bears, red rifle reluctant. Worst third down offense in the NFC last year. Top 5 picks all offense for a reason. I'm reluctant about the quarterback spot. Detroit, Motor City Macho. Dan Campbell, kneecaps and all. Listen, they got to replace five offensive starters, tied for the most in the NFC. And let's be honest, personnel-wise, looks like they'll finish fourth for the fourth straight season. Niners, Sir Lance or not. They're 22-8 with Jimmy G, 7-27 without him. And let's be honest about Trey Lance. Only had one start in a football game in 2 years. Rams. Major trade ramifications. It's all on Matt Stafford. They were the only team to finish, by the way, with a winning record last year with a negative turnover differential. That's Goff. That's one of the reasons Goff is gone and Stafford is here. Seahawks. Does Russ trust? They averaged 34 points a game in the first eight games, 23 in the last eight. That's when Russ took more hits, started complaining, and made demands. They upgraded the O-line and tight end. Is it enough? And finally, Arizona. Kai is the limit. Kyler Murray. They play in the toughest division. He made leaps in every offensive category, and the GM, Steve Keim, went all in. A.J. Green, J.J. Watt. The roster's here, but they'll be as good as Kyler Murray. Defy your age, M-Drive, the supplement for driven men. Go to mdriveformen.com, 20% off if you put in the code HERD, H-E-R-D. Joy and I back tomorrow.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.